As Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos HaNedin and Laws of the High Court in the Sefer Shleifetim, the Book of Judges, where in this Perek we continue regarding the appointment of the judges, specifically regarding the validity and the upstanding nature of the judges, as the Rambam gives Halacha Alef regarding who is appropriate to be appointed to the Sanhedrin. So, Im HaMidim HaSanhedrin, we do not appoint to the High Court, B'Megdol, B'Megtana, whatever Sanhedrin it is, whether it's the major High Court or the lower High Court, El Anashim HaChacham HaNevayim. Meaning the Sanhedrin HaGadol is 71, Sanhedrin Ketanah is 23, there's more of the Sanhedrin Ketanah. Ela anashim chacham levayim, only men that are wise and understanding. Muflogim chacham satayra, incredible in their wisdom of the Torah. Balidei meruba, that these are people that have a broad range of knowledge. Yodim ketzas meshar chachmas, they know a little bit from the other wisdoms, kagan refuas, like medicine, vecheshben, and mathematics, or tkufis, and regarding seasons, and mazalis, and astronomy, vitztagninus, and astrology, vadarachem o'inim, regarding fortune-telling, vakoysim, and magic, vamachashim, and sorcery, vahavle abadizar, and all the vanities of idolatry, vakeitzvelo, similar types of things. They're, in that sense, worldly, kayashiyu yodim lodnosim, that they know how to go ahead and litigate and judge regarding these types of cases that this material comes in front of them. And we don't appoint by the Sanhedrin, only Kahan Levim or Israel that have a pure lineage, that are appropriate to marry into families of Kahuna. Hashem says to Moshe, that the elders that you're taking to be the judges with you should stand there with you, meaning that are similar to you, with wisdom, and with fear of God, and with their ancestry. Mitzvah is Sanhedrin. Now it's a mitzvah. It's a positive commandment that there should be by the great Sanhedrin Kahan Malavim, specifically from the Shevet of Levi. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Devarim, "Vasal Kahan Malavim, you're going to come to the Kahan Malavim, and they're going to go ahead and judge you," like the pasuk says over there. Now, if they don't find, then the fellow you call me Yisrael, even if they're all Yisraelim, then Hariza Mutter, it's still permitted that way. Halacha Gimel. Im Amid Mechol Sanhedrin, we do not appoint by all of the Sanhedrin. Lo Yizakim Muflik Bishan, not someone that's really, really old. Leisad is not someone that's a eunuch that is not possible, that doesn't have any masculine traits, meaning as a regular male. And the sheish b'machzor is because these types of personalities have cruelty to them. And therefore also you can't have someone that doesn't have any children, because we want the person to be compassionate on the bezin. Halacha dalad. Ve'imashivin melech yisol b'sanhedrin. Need to we appoint a king of the Jewish people to this Sanhedrin? Shasal lachlik love, because I'll disagree with him. And the Balaam says the body. Neither are you allowed to rebel against his words. So if he says an opinion, it just ends the whole court case. Ava mashivin kohen gadol. But you could appoint a high priest. If he was appropriate for in wisdom, because regarding him it's different than it is regarding the king. Halacha hey malchah beis David. Now regarding the Davidic kings. Although, like we said, no king could be appointed to the Sanhedrin, but they themselves could sit and judge the people, and they could also judge the king if they have a court case against him. But Malach Yisrael, the kings of the Jewish people were split up, Malach Yehuda and Malach Yisrael, where the 10 tribes went and made their own kingdom. So the Jewish kings, the non-Malchus based David, in Donim, they cannot judge, we don't judge them. Because they don't humble themselves to the words of Torah, it might cause a stumbling as it did in history, and therefore, by the Malach Yisrael, we don't get involved with them judging or them being judged. Just like the court has to be pure in righteousness, they also have to be clean from all physical blemishes. And they should attempt the libdik and to check ulachapis and to seek shiyu kulim bali seva, that they should all be elderly, not very old, but the white-haired elderly people, bali kaima, men of stature, bali mara, men of good appearance, nevani lachash, they understand the whispers, shiyu b'rev alashoynis, they know most of the languages. Because we don't want the Sanhedrin to have to listen through an interpreter. It's not the same thing as when you're hearing straight from the person. Halacha Zayin, and who's valid to be on a court of three judges? Bezen Shel Shleisha, a court of three judges. Although we're not precise with them regarding all the things we just mentioned before that are necessary to be on the Sanhedrin. But still, you need to have by every one of them shivat dvarim, the seven things. And they are chachma, wisdom, vanava and humility, beyira and fear of God, the sinless moment, hatred of money, vahavas emes and love of truth, vahavas abris lem, that the people love them, they're people that have a good name. All these seven things are actually explicit in the Torah. Hareo Emer, because the pasuk says Nevarim, you should take, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, for the judges, Anashim Chacham Nebainim, men of wisdom and understanding. So Hari Bali Chacham Amar, so men of wisdom, that's already mentioned. And it says Vidum Leshevteichem, they should be known to your tribes. Elu Shuruch Habris Nechemem, this refers to those that people are pleased with them, because the word of Yediya means that of a hava, like V'Odom Yodas Chavishte, it's a term of intimacy. And with what makes them beloved to people? When they're people with a good eye, they're generous, and a humble spirit, and their company is good. And their speech and that they have with people is benachas mabris, is that it's very pleasant with people. That's the exchange they have with people. Those are people that are beloved. Now later on the pasuk says, meaning it's not later on, it says in Shemais Yudches, when Hashem was also telling, when he was talking about regarding the judges that Moshe Rabbeinu should pick, it says, Anshei Chayil, men of power. What does that mean? Elu shem giborim b'mitzvos. These are people that are strong with mitzvos, u'medaktikim al atzmam, and they're very particular regarding themselves, v'koivshin es yitzrom, and they vanquish their inclination. Until they don't have any disgrace, no bad names, and even their teenage years, they didn't have any bad reputations. And included in the men of power, that they have a strong heart, to save the oppressed from those who are oppressing them. Like it says, Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he saved the Bnei Yismael from those who were bothering them, that one has to stand up and be able to save the oppressed. Umam Moshe Rabbeinu onav, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu was humble, I've called dain tzarach liyisanav. So too, every judge needs to be humble. And it says Yirei Elokim, they should be God fearing. That's much more like the simple understanding. So in the Batza, the pasuk says they should hate batza money af mamit shalehem inim fal malav. Even their own money, they shouldn't be confounded about, get worked up about. And v'loyroid from the kabbetz amamen, and neither should they pursue to gather to collect money. Shkamishu nivlahoin, whoever is overcome that he for wealth, cheser yeveenu, is going to bring him to a situation of wanting, of lacking. Anshi emes, men of truth, eshiyu roit v'nachat tzadik, that they should pursue after righteousness, machmas atzmam bedaitam, because of themselves, with their own consciousness, with their own opinion. Oiven es emes, they love truth, v'sayin es achamas, they hate crime, uvorcha mekomenei ha'ovel, and they flee from all types of crookedness. Those are the seven criterion for the judges of a beznav 3. Halacha ches. Amar Chacham, the sages said, Shemibezn HaGadol, from the great court, Hayosholcha Mechol Eretz Yisrael, they would send throughout the whole land of Israel, Ubaidkin, they would inspect, Kol Misha Yimtzu'uhu, whoever they would find, Chacham, wise, Verichet, fear of sin, Ve'anav, and humble, Ve'shafel, and Ve'shafui, and someone who was walk with simplicity, Ufirkei Noah, and he had a good reputation from his youth, Ufiruah, Chabris, Noichem, and people are pleased with that person. They would make him a judge in the city. And when he gets promoted, he would go up to the Bezna of 23 by the opening of the Temple Mount. Then when he gets promoted further, he goes to the 23 that's by the opening of the courtyard. And from there, then he gets promoted to the great court of 71 in the Lishkas HaGazas. Halacha Tes, Bezna Shel Shleishim, if there's a court of three judges, Shoye Echemem Ger, that one of them was a convert, Hariz Apostle, that's an invalid Bezdin. Achati Imam Yisrael has to be at least that his mother was a Jewish woman, because that would qualify for what the Pasuk says, that your leader has to be Mekedev Achicha, from the midst of your brothers. Hayechad Mamzer, however, if one of the judges was an illegitimate child from a forbidden biblical union, that the parents were forbidden in sin to get married, and they have this child, I feel the shlosh to Mamzer. Actually, even though all three judges are Mamzer, Hadeil Kshem Lodun, they're still valid to adjudicate a court case. V'chinim hoyu kol echvem sumim ba'achaz me'en, so every one of the judges were blind in one of their eyes, kosher is valid. Masha'ingim is an edge, which is not the case with the Sanhedrin, because that's considered a blemish, which we said would disqualify. Avla sumim b'shtein, but if someone's blind in both of his eyes, then pastor kol, that's forbidden for everything, because such a person cannot testify, because he can't see, as we'll see in Hilchas Eidus, Paraktas Halachot Beis, and whoever is not valid to testify is invalid to be a judge. Halacha Yod, when there's a singular judge. Although we said that there's no court less than three judges, biblically, a person allowed to judge on his own. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, Yikr b'tzedek tishpat ha'masecha, in the singular, with righteousness, you should judge your friend, your neighbor. Now, I mean, but from rabbinic law, until you have three judges. Now, shnayim shadanu, and therefore, if you have only two judges that are judging, ain't dinem din, their judgment is not a valid judgment. Halacha irav. Now, echad shayim mumcha l'rabim, but if you have one person that was a well-known expert to the public, or he took permission from the court, then harizim mutal leilod nichidi. That person could judge as an individual. But that does not qualify him as, so to speak, a court. Meaning, let's say there's something called hidas baldin. There's something that an admission, it's like admitted in front of a court, that would only be by a court of three people, where then you cannot back out. That wouldn't apply to this yachad mumcha. Now, vav pishul mutter, but in spite of the fact that such a person is permitted to judge by himself, mitzvah chacham hi shemesh b'imoy achirim. Still, there's a mitzvah from the sages that he should have other judges sit with him. Shadei amru, because the Mishnah says, in Masechtas Abbas and Perek Dalad, Alti don yichidi, don't judge by yourself, she'in don yichidi ala echad, because the only one that judges by himself is only one, which is the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halachat Beis now talks about a person taking law into his own hands, being his own judge. Yesh l'adam lasa din la'atma, a person could go ahead and do a judgment for himself. Let's say he sees that someone else stole his stuff, he could take it back without going to court. Im yesh b'yad dekayach, if he has the ability in by himself. And the reason for this is, hoy v'chadas v'chalacha, since he's doing according to the halacha and according to the right thing, in the chayv l'treich b'lev l'bezen, he doesn't have to go through the effort and come to court. Afal pish l'ho yisham hefseh b'n chasab, even though there wouldn't have been even a loss in his properties, ilu nis'achar, if he would delay u'bo l'bezen and come to court, he doesn't have to go through the tircha. Now the figure, therefore, since he doesn't have to go through the effort and come to court, im kavel l'av baldino, if the other litigant complains about him, v'vi l'bezen, and brings him to court saying, look what this guy did to me, v'darshu u'matzu, and they go and they seek and they find that chasik halacha, that what the guy did to him was appropriate, because it was, he was in the right, and then em is done la'atzma, and the law that he took in his own hands was correct, ain't such nazin, so therefore we don't undo what he did himself to make it go through the court, because he did the right thing, he didn't have to come to court. Halacha Yigimel continues regarding the composition of the most ideal type of bezin. Avabisha bezin shashleisha, although a court of three judges, bezin shalom, who is an intact, a complete court, but kozman shem rabim, the more that they are, hadiz meshubach, the more praiseworthy it is. And umutav sheichad echadin ve'achad aser, it's better to decide the judgment with 11, yisim asar more than 10. V'tzuchan shi'ah yeshim kulim shem bebezdin. Now, however, all those that are sitting there over there in the court have to be tamidik hacham, v'ruim have to be tamidik scholars and appropriate judges, not just to have more numbers. Halachi dal. Now, v'as la'adim chacham sheish abedin, now it's forbidden for a person, a sage, to sit in judgment, until he knows with which are the other judges that he's sitting with, because they might combine him with other people that are not appropriate. The nimtzav b'chol keshabagdim comes out; he's going to be part of a band of traitors. Loy b'chol bezin, not part of a bezin. Therefore, one has to know beforehand who is it that he's sitting on the court case with.